Yeah, thanks, John. I think, as we are about to talk about possible mass starvation and the end of agriculture, Professor Fred Turek is on the phone.
I'm a professor at Northwestern University in the Department of Neurobiology and Neurology. I'm also director of the Center for Sleep and Circadian Rhythms.
And he is concerned about 24/7 daylight.
There's an attempt to put satellites into space that will allow the Earth to have constant light.
The Federal Communications Commission is considering granting a license to a company called Reflect Orbit, a California startup that wants to launch low-orbit satellites with giant mirrors reflecting sunbeams down to Earth at night. 5,000 of them by 2030. Professor Turek?
It almost sounds like a Star Trek TV show, how the planet destroyed itself by having light 24 hours a day.
He's chuckling, but not because it's funny.
I'm sort of shocked that it would even get to the point where the FCC would even be considering it, but okay, they are.
Reflect Orbit claims it'll be able to target its reflected sunlight, in fact, be able to charge companies a fee for it. But Professor Turek and some of his colleagues at Northwestern worry that the light would broadly disrupt life on Earth.
We could have total crop failures.
And worse. He's got more to say after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how. Take a test drive at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Okay, if satellites beam sunlight to Earth 24/7?
You essentially would wipe out rice, soybeans, many of the crops that feed billions of people. And that might make a lot of people angry, a lot of countries angry, if all of a sudden they had mass starvation.
And?
We've wiped out 95% of the species on the planet Earth.
Cows, pigs, chickens, and the crops that we raise to feed them, and us, all gone. The FCC's public comment period ended last Friday, but Professor Fred Turek's feelings are clear.
I have no idea how any sane decision makers would even think about creating constant light on the planet Earth.
There would be a couple of benefits. No more daylight saving time, and no more worry about climate change. Well, good luck to us all. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.